Walt Disney World is a tribute to the philosophy and life of Walter Elias Disney, and to the talents, the dedication, and the loyalty of the entire Disney organization that made Walt Disney's dream come true. Bring joy and inspiration and new knowledge to all who come to this happy place. A magic kingdom where the young at heart of all ages can laugh and play and learn together.
Welcome to the happiest podcast on earth.
Sing songs of good cheer, Christmas is here. Ding dong, ding dong, merry Christmas. With joyful merry, merry Christmas. Ding dong, they send on without end. Their joyful tone to every home.
On they send on without end. Their joyful tone to every home.
Jumbo, everyone.
Oh my gosh.
That's right, Jumbo, everyone. Welcome to the happiest podcast on earth, episode 41. This one is going to be a festive one, ladies and gentlemen. I know a couple of you are excited, so we will get started here soon talking all about the holidays at Disney World, what you can do, what you can hit up and see. There is a lot that you can do, so we are excited to get into that. But before we get started, my name is Jarrett, and I am joined here by Hunter.
Hey.
Lauren.
Hello.
AJ.
Hey, everyone.
And Mel.
What's up?
Super, super stoked. I think the ladies are a little bit more stoked than I am for this one, but that's all right. It'll be fun. Before we get started, of course, you can join us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You can hit us up. Make sure you subscribe so you can get updated with all the latest episodes that we release in the near future. You can also rate us and let us know what you think of the show. We love to hear your feedback. So please, again, make sure you do all that, and we will move on from there. You can also hit us up on Instagram, Twitter. You can find us on Facebook. Again, happiest podcast on earth. Just search that. You'll be able to find us pretty easy. And of course, you can email us happiestpodcast@gmail.com. We love to hear from you guys. Again, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for y'all. So thank you. Thank you for listening. First off, before we get started with Disney news, I wanted to give a couple shout outs real quick to some people. So first off is Nick Lee, who has been kind of our on the scenes host, who has been putting up all of the fun videos and pictures on Instagram. If you see them on our story, that's usually Nick out there. He does an amazing job. So thank you, Nick, for doing all that. I'm telling you, it's been a lot of fun just watching your progress. I know living here in Michigan and it's like snowing out right now and stuff. I kind of live like vicariously like through you in the park. So definitely enjoy that. He does post a lot of really cool pictures and stuff. You can find him on Instagram in the nick of time 21. Also, of course, we have to shout out Paige from PaigeDesigns.co for a wonderful logo. She does amazing design work. So if you ever want to get something like that, make sure you hit her up. Again, you can find her on Instagram. Her name is Paige, P-A-I-G-E, designs.co. So make sure you check her out. And of course, Calvin from PA. Love you, bro. So
Calvin.
You're kind of officially part of the team now. So do you want to give a special shout out, Lauren?
No, just to my dog who won't be quiet right now.
Okay, Calvin, I'll give you that. So we will move on to Disney news. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it was a decent week for Disney news. Does anybody have anything for me? I saw Hunter, you were kind of researching a little bit. Give me something that you have for Disney.
All right. I got a couple things. Small one was Gary Sinise brought like 1,000 kids from like children of fallen soldiers into the parks. I know Gary Sinise is like big on the, I think it's Wounded Warriors that he does. I don't know if he has his own, but he's really into like helping veterans and all that kind of stuff. So that's pretty cool. Another one was Disney released a epilepsy warning for Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. So it could trigger seizures, and they've done this before with Incredibles 2 was the last time they did it with like the screen slaver and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a lot going on in Rise of Skywalker there.
I think Disney's doing it very cautiously with that since Incredibles 2, because did they not post it? I don't think they posted it right away.
Yeah, originally there wasn't any warning, and then people were having issues and or were becoming aware of the fact that there is a lot of strobe lights used. And like even someone like who doesn't have that problem like me, I was like getting headaches and nauseous and stuff. So I was like, what would people be doing if they had issues like that? So they did come out with it like after the fact. So it's cool that they're being cautious about it and like letting people know.
I don't know if they're posting it on like everything now though too, because I just watched Inside Out, which again, I'm not a big fan of that movie. I just watched it. They actually had it in the corner of Disney Plus. It said for Inside Out, this may cause...
I mean, do they do that like in the opening... Like the opening of the movie, like before the movie starts, put a, like a little epilepsy warning.
I don't know. I don't think for every movie.
I've never noticed it, but
it's never been something I had to think about. Yeah.
Yeah. But that is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It means a lot of lasers.
Yeah. A lot of Palpatine lasers. Coming back with that force lightning is coming to Rise of Skywalker.
Close my eyes the whole
time. Darth Binks.
No, Hunter. No.
5-page report coming soon on Darth Binks. Stay tuned.
No, how dare you?
The I was full so confused.
Theory when breakdown.
Emma, shout out to you. When she wrote that, I was like, what? Because I'm in the middle of watching Star Wars right now, and her saying that Jar Jar Binks was her favorite villain, I was like, I don't remember that happening.
Hold on a second.
Don't remember him being evil. Unless I'm about to witness something.
Just keep waiting. You said you're on episode 2. Just wait till episode 3 when he overthrows the Senate, you know, kills all the other Jedi's, kills the younglings. Yeah.
Stop it.
Misa. You're spoiling the whole thing for me.
Misa Jar Jar
Binks. Misa no like the Jedi. Misa no like the younglings.
All right.
I can't get that out of my head now.
Cool. Well, thank you, Hunter. Two very good things. Star Wars is coming up. 10 days.
Getting close.
That's unreal. Ten.
Oh my gosh. I didn't realize it was
days.
So close.
I know. I didn't think about it.
Got my tickets like 10 weeks ago. Jeez.
I didn't, but there are still some available at the theater near me. So
not, I'll be watching in the mountains.
Pickens aren't so slim in Michigan.
Not in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Blake's watching it on the Disney cruise. I'm very jealous.
Oh, that's
fun.
Cool.
Awesome. So fun.
Very, very jealous.
So awesome. Does anybody else have some Disney news for us?
So apparently Disney became the first studio ever to make more than $10 billion in a single year because of all the franchises they own now. That doesn't actually surprise me, but it's just disgusting that a company can make that much money in a year. It's just crazy.
Yeah, true.
I can't believe that. I'm just looking at the numbers and I just over billions of dollars in box office. That's just insane. And that's not including merchandise and everything else. So I just thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah. They've had some big movies come out.
Yeah, they had big ones.
And Star Wars Rise of Skywalker is still yet to come out. So that's
going to be even more. And Frozen 2 is still making a ton of money. So
it's crushing it, honestly. It's doing so much better than I thought it was going to do, honestly.
I'm so glad it is. It's so good. If you haven't seen it yet, you have to go see it. It's so good.
And then listen to our review coming up soon.
Look at that plug.
I do my best.
So I'm going to stick with the movie theme here. So I did see that 3 Disney films were nominated for the 2020 Golden Globes, Frozen 2 being one of them. Also Lion King. And this is crazy. I didn't even think about it, but Toy Story 4 was this past year. That just seems so.
Wow.
This year was just drug on.
It really, yeah.
It feels Frozen like 2. That should have been last year. That's crazy.
Yeah, because Toy Story 4 came out last Thanksgiving. So, yeah, that would be in this.
Yeah.
But it would have been in the last calendar year of movies.
Mm-hmm. So weird.
So Frozen 2, Lion King, and Toy Story 4 are nominated for Best Motion Picture. Into the Unknown is nominated for Best Original Song. I'd have to see what the other nominees are. I don't.
Isn't Spirit one of those two?
I don't know. I didn't see
from Lion King.
Can you hear it? It's so the Golden Globes will be January 5th, 2020, hosted by Ricky Gervais, which I'm excited for because I love that guy.
He's but cool. Doesn't it make anyone else laugh that it's the live action Lion King nominated for the best animated movie?
Yeah, that is true. The whole thing is ridiculous. I don't want it to win for that pure reason alone. Like, no.
That would be
like,
funny.
Is the animation beautiful? Yes, but like, don't call yourself a live action when you have one live shot.
Okay, classic. Yeah, so they had a live shot, but it's like, is Who Framed Roger Rabbit, is that considered like an animation or a live action movie?
That's like
live action.
I would say live action.
It's mostly
but that's one cartoon in a whole actual movie. This was like one actual scene in a full animated movie. I don't know.
I shouldn't count as live action.
Throwing out some brain food out there. Anybody wants to catch it?
The only live action was the sun going down in that photo. That's it. Easy.
That should not count.
Wow. Non-existent. Trees, non-existent.
I think it would be worse if it won like best actual picture and not like animated picture. I think that would be
bad.
I think I said best motion picture. It is for, best like, animated.
Outcry.
Oh man.
Beautiful. Thank you. Anybody else have anything before I get rocking into mine?
Get rocking and rolling.
All yours.
All right. So we discussed this a couple days ago, but this whole Belle of the Ball bronze is now the official fun color that everybody's trying to get to. I don't know if that's true, but it's the latest Disney color trend at theme parks. It's basically just like a sparkly brown blah. It's inspired by Beauty and the Beast. I still think it looks ugly.
I think it is an abomination to Beauty and the Beast.
Of all the colors you could have gone,
you could have done like Belle Gold or like the crimson that she wears for Christmas.
Or like a Beast Blue or a Beast Purple. Yes. Or like Gaston Red. And you went with
Belle of the Ball Bronze.
When I first saw, the first thing I saw of it was the spirit jersey. And it looked cool because it was like black that kind of like had the little bit of glitter at the bottom. But then when I saw the whole collection, I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah, like they missed the mark with this one.
Absolutely.
I do not feel that
they made black like the main color though, because could you imagine having just like an all brown spirit jersey? Like all brown.
I don't know, it's good for if you have like dark foods, I guess. You know when you like spill food on your shirt? So I guess like a brown shirt, it would just kind of blend in, and black works the same way, but I'm still just like
It's very underwhelming.
Fun fact, bells are made of bronze. And that's the best thing to make a bell out of.
Okay. Like ding-dong bells?
Oh, yeah. So this is...
Ding-dong
bells. Maybe they're like, bells made of bronze
and putting them out there. They're
I'm
like,
just saying,
your next meet and greet with Belle is just going to be a bronze statue.
If you're a bell maker, you're a bell bronze.
Bell like, makers around the world are celebrating. This is their time. And
they just needed some fun alliteration, and they're like, Belle of the Ball, bronze, Belle of the Ball, bronze. Do it. They'll buy it.
Belle's chili dinner aftermath.
Why is it alliteration?
It could have literally been like this perfect gold color, and they could have marketed so much out of it. And
I've been waiting for them to do a gold collection for so long, and they've done every other version. Rose gold.
Rose gold's not gold, Jared.
My mom said she thinks they're waiting for like the 50th anniversary or something
to do something with the gold. But
gold,
because.
But like
as a UCF fan, some gold and black Disney merch would be
That was like my high school. That was clutch. I love those colors.
That was clutch.
All right. Well, there you have it. Bells of the Ball bronze. You're the worst.
So Disney merchandising, if you're listening, please hire us, please.
Yeah.
We'll fix it.
I have a degree in merchandising, and that was my goal, and it never worked.
Bell bronze.
Makes sense.
All right.
Ding dong.
Next news story. Live stream of the grand opening of the Riviera Resort is going to be on the Disney Parks blog at 9:55 a.m. Eastern Time, December 16th. So make sure you check that out. That is the official opening date of the Riviera Resort. So fun times there. Also, they have announced that the new Cirque du Soleil show coming to Disney Springs is going to be called Drawn to Life, and tickets are now on sale. So you can get those. It starts April 2020 is when performances start happening. They will have previews beginning March 20th. Tickets are as low as $67. This show will highlight Disney animation and is for, I don't even know what I wrote. Basically, it's Cirque du Soleil, Walt Disney Imagineering, and Walt Disney Animation Studios kind of collaborating for the show, which is going to be,
here for
I think
it.
It's going to be so much better.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be fun.
Is the current one still running or did it officially close?
That's been closed. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. So check that out. If you want to go to that right away, make sure you purchase tickets now. So some sad news, and I'm sorry if I butcher up his name, but Rene Auberjonois, the voice of Chef Luis in The Little Mermaid, passed away at 79 years old.
Aww.
Le Poisson. Yeah. Passed away 79 years old. Also, for all you Disneyland peeps out there, the Haunted Mansion is going to be going under a heavy refurbishment starting January 21st all the way through possibly April. There's not going to be any updates to the ride. It's just going to be basically a full refresher, touching everything up, making sure it's looking fresh for all you people out there on the West Coast. So I have that. And last but not least, kind of a funny story, my childhood, but my boy Bill Nye.
Oh my gosh, this
Bill.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
He's officially suing Disney, and the lawsuit is now going to trial. So he did file a lawsuit in August of 2017. He's suing Disney for $28 million, claiming Disney underpaid profits from his show, Bill Nye the Science Guy. Bill. He's also suing for punitive damages, saying Disney has a long and consistent pattern of underreporting revenue and improperly applying deductions. So that will be interesting. I'm curious to see how that all turns out. I don't know.
I'm very curious how he would know, like, how Disney reports their finances, though. Like, how can you make a claim like that?
It's tough.
He probably has an auditor.
I could understand, like, him thinking he was underpaid or not making as much, but like to go and claim all of that is a lot.
Cause like Disney is making a lot of money. That's very openly in the public. Like, hey, they just made $10 billion off of movie sales this year. Like how much could they really lie on their, I don't know. That's just,
I think it's possible, but I think Disney was arguing that it's odd that he's coming out with this, like that they just noticed, like whatever, when he filed lawsuit and stuff, when this was way back in the day, like why didn't he report something right away?
He's running out of money.
So that's because Bill
he's
Nye
bankrupt.
He's like, gives I'm running out of money.
Bill Nye realizes that the Earth is dying. He's gone off the rails, and he's like, "Give me my money so I can spend the next 12 years while the Earth is dying, do whatever the heck I want." Literally, that's probably where he's at.
Okay,
yeah, he lost Universe of Energy, so now it's he has a few attractions that he has left. Dinosaur.
He lost that $12 a month paycheck royalty from Universe of
Royalties speaking his voice.
It was 50 cents a guess.
A long time ago.
If you guys haven't seen that video, though, of Bill Nye like losing his mind over the Earth dying,
it's pretty
it does
great.
Have explicits in it, so if don't watch it with your children, but it is funny stuff.
I don't know if I've seen that.
It's also very much hard-hitting in reality, so prepare to laugh and feel really depressed.
Like, there's going to be a mass extinction. Awesome. Great.
Yeah. It's kind of like, oh, great. Okay.
Wrong in the
dot. All right. Well, that's all I have for
this.
This
is supposed
news.
To be a happy episode.
I know.
This is going to be a happy episode. Sorry, Bill had to drag us down.
I've got one more little news tidbit here. So
what do we got?
Marvel Studios is folding their TV division. So
what?
The company producing Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., The Runaways, Jessica Jones on Netflix. All of they're going to finish what they're working on currently, but all of the episodes, like the TV episodes, quote unquote TV episodes that are going on like Disney Plus, are all going to be handled directly by Marvel Studios instead of.
Oh, so they're not.
So what do you
think? What do you think that means?
It means a lot of people are getting laid off at Marvel's TV division.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. It's going to be like they're making Marvel movies. They're going to make the shows the same way, pretty much, which probably means. The shows are going to be better quality, but I guess it's sad that Marvel.
We have to pay Bill Nye $28 million.
What can we cut clean?
Cut
on
the here? Marvel division.
Cut Marvel TV.
That's sad. I love Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but it is like kind of cheesy graphics compared to the movies, so sometimes it's hard to watch.
Yeah,
that just really takes away from shows from it.
When you watch a show and it just looks so cheesy compared to the actual films, so hopefully now they'll make it all kind of the same quality.
Like, how do you compare it to the Marvel films? You can't. Not on a TV budget.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is your Disney news. It's Christmas time.
At Disney.
So that's right, folks. We are going to break down everything and anything going on at the Walt Disney World Resort for this holiday season. Specifically a lot of Christmas stuff, but of course they will be celebrating some other things as well. So we're going to kind of just hop park to park, go through Disney Springs, the resorts, all that. Basically property wide. And tell you, if you are planning on going to Disney, what you can find there. Some fun little tips and tricks to try to see these things. They have so much going on that you can check out. Definitely can't do it all in a day. But let's get into it. I want to get into the parks first. We'll do the parks first. I think we got to go with Magic Kingdom. Got to go Magic Kingdom.
My heart and soul.
What could you possibly do there at Christmas time?
Yeah.
Nothing to going
There's
on.
There's got to be something there.
The park's basically not different in any way.
Any way, shape,
form,
fashion, nope.
So I'm talk to me.
Go ahead, Lauren. Go ahead.
Lauren, you want to kick this off? What can we enjoy at the Magic Kingdom during the holidays? And what's your favorite thing there that you can see?
Everything possible. So I think I've talked about it before, but that Main Street feeling for most people when you first walk into the parks, but then to see it with Christmas music playing and a big tree and God, I'm getting all in my feels, but everything about it is just so magical.
You just started.
You started with Magic Kingdom. This is going to happen. But everything about it. So are we talking like Christmas party or just regular day?
So I guess both. Let's start with the Christmas party. Just do Christmas party right now.
So Christmas party, it's mostly at night. So that's even more magical because the castle is lit up in the most beautiful way possible. And Elsa lights her up and it's magic.
We love Elsa.
We love Elsa. We love a good Elsa.
I like Anna better, but
you just have to be contrarian to like everything we say. It's
I think Anna's better. I just do.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. My mom and I had this conversation the other day. I know we're getting off Christmas topic about who we like more of the two, and I think I am an Anna person.
All right, let's Frozen 2 really made me. All right, we'll talk about it in our Frozen 2
review. We'll get there. We're going to talk about it. We'll break them down.
It's kind of cheesy. Frozen 2 review. Yeah.
So, anyways, keep going. What else happens at the Christmas party?
At the Christmas party, you get fed cookies and hot chocolate and apple cider, which is really just apple juice, but it's still lovely. I will say that the cookies aren't nearly as good as they used to be. They're now all like individually wrapped and packaged, and you only get like two options and used to get a bunch of different ones. And I didn't see any snickerdoodles this year, which was sad.
Sugar cookies and ginger molasses cookies.
Yeah. The ginger molasses ones are so good though.
They are really good, but they're
Is there a cookie limit?
The same.
No.
I don't think so.
You just keep walking through.
Just keep going to different
stands. You can just keep walking through.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Also, how do you call apple cider when it's apple juice? That actually makes me mad.
Is it hot apple juice?
No.
It's really just apple juice?
Pretty much just apple juice.
Damn.
Like room temperature.
Like a room temperature, yeah. There's one side where you get pretzels.
Yes.
Ooh, that's a
The pretzels weren't that bad. It was at Tortuga, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Tortuga. Everything is lit up, to their land. The overlay at Space Mountain, I am so upset I didn't make time to do it when I went for Halloween because at Christmas it was so fun. It's like rock and roll Christmas music and the lights are flashing and you can see everything, so like you're jamming to Christmas music but also concerned that you might get decapitated at the same time, but it's great. I loved it.
What other attractions do I know, like obviously you have your Jingle Cruise, you got to do the Jingle
Cruise.
Love
the Jingle Cruise.
Yes.
Fantastic.
But that is also a daily offering.
Not just during the party.
But is there anything else they do? Did they do Monsters, Inc., or was that just Halloween?
No, they're doing Monsters, Inc. as well as Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, but the Speedway.
Yeah, Speedway is all lit up now too, which is kind of cool. I didn't go through it, but it looked really cool.
I did it this year because I went to go see Nick, but I don't know how anybody can drive on those things. It's nearly impossible. They're so bad.
They're so terrible.
I have a great driving record, and if I weren't on a track on those things, I would have caused a pileup at least a mile long.
Yeah, that was on the bottom like 10 or 15 of our attractions.
I'm not gonna lie, I really did enjoy like all the different Christmas decor along the way, and like them playing Christmas music, so that was fun, and I'm glad I did it. I think I always do it during Christmas, but it's just, that ride is a hot mess.
Yeah,
I get it. So let's talk about, so a couple of you have done it already, obviously. So the Disney characters with holiday attire, what characters are you seeing that like you can't see on a daily basis? I guess, again, I haven't gone in a very long time, so I'm sure things have changed. Yeah. What do you got? I'm not a big character person, but
a lot of the party characters are not necessarily in Christmas garb. It's more that there are characters that you wouldn't see any other time usually. Like the princes come out with their princesses. I know like Ariel and Eric. There were a couple other ones that I didn't get to see.
Snow White was out there with her prince. So was Sleeping Beauty. And then Belle was out there and she was in her Christmas garb.
Which is
my usually they wear their like favorite. The long sleeve jacket.
Yeah.
And Ariel wears her long sleeve kind of blue dress. I don't usually see Ariel in a jacket though.
No, side note, has like a big puffy. Yeah.
She has this new jacket. Has anyone seen the new seaweed jacket she wears with her fin?
No.
Wait, what?
Like on Fantasmic or something? Or?
No, it's like her normal, like for winter garb. Look it up. Just, I'll send a picture. You'll see.
Okay. I do love her winter dress though, with like the big puffy, like seafoam greens.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Yeah. I love it. She's gorgeous. Too.
But yeah, I never do the princesses. If I'm going to wait in line for somebody, it's going to be either a short line or one of the mice, because an hour and a half when you only get like 6 hours of a party is
absurd. True.
Yeah. So. I mean, and definitely during the party, you have to space out and like prioritize what you want to do. So I know for like the last like two, I don't have the schedule in front of me, but the last 2 hours of the party, I'm basically planted in front of the castle. I'll do, I think it's one of the stage show and then the parade and then the fireworks are all kind of like back to back to back. So you kind of just like sit there at once. And the second parade is definitely the way to go. The 11 o'clock parade.
Less people, right? I'm guessing.
Definitely less people.
Yes.
Because everyone like rushes, they think they have to do the first one, but really the second one is best option. The dancing gingerbread, the dancing giant reindeer.
The soldiers are the best.
The soldiers.
I love the soldiers.
Soldiers. Good.
They are so cool. I still remember, what's the video where the one like fell down?
What?
That exists.
Yeah, we'll have to post it.
Oh, yeah, I'll find that. We'll post that. That's great.
But anyways, I love them. Like the sounds of
and this year they did the mini fireworks, which, you know, nothing is happily ever after, but the mini one was really cute. They did really cute overlays on the castle for the holidays, and having Minnie host something was special because I love her so much, and everything is always, you know, Mickey centered or definitely around the holidays. Mm-hmm. It's anybody cool. but Minnie. And I thought that was a really cute addition.
And it's 110% better than the Halloween fireworks. 110%.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Halloween fireworks weren't great.
Wait, like the most recent Halloween fireworks show?
Yeah, they weren't that great. I thought the castles were definitely better.
Okay.
Yeah. The castle projections were just
And then obviously the Snope.
The Snope is classic.
I love Snope.
Ooh, and there's
sometimes they like turn it on real hard though, and you're like,
oh, it's like plastering you in the face.
I'm like, I'm glad it's the end of the night because I look like a soapy mess.
And there are so many good food options. Blake and I went around and did every single one of them. The beer cheese at Gaston's was not very good, which was super disappointing because that was like the one thing I definitely wanted to have. But like there's a special offering at, oh my gosh, what is it called? Wherever you get the Dole Whips from. And it's like, it's so good. It has like coconut Dole Whip. Changed my life.
Coconut anything for me is game changer.
So good. And it comes with a little cake pop on top that looks like the little evil things from Moana. Cute. It was so good. So if you're at the party and you like coconut, definitely go get one of those.
The one treat I wanted to try that I didn't get to was because it was too late and it was made of coffee, but the coffee ice cream float at Main Street.
at Paul's Ice Cream Parlor.
Yes. I didn't get to try it, and I really wanted to, but it was too late, and I knew that coffee at midnight was not a good idea for me.
Yeah. I will say I don't like coffee or peppermint, so I didn't try it, but Blake loves both of those things, and he adored it. Like, that's where he works, and so he got to try it the first day.
Yeah, I really wanted to try that. I'm jealous.
Loved it.
I'll need to recreate my own somehow.
I would probably just eat way too many cookies and drink too much hot chocolate, so.
Yeah, and the hot chocolate's
I'd get very sick at the end of this thing.
Yeah, it's a lot of sugar.
Fun tip, go to the Paul's Ice Cream Parlor to get your hot chocolate and then get a pump of peanut butter or caramel in it.
So there
you go. Oh. That's clutch. Or hot peanut butter hot chocolate.
Oh, God.
You and the peanut butter. Wait, we're starting it again. Yeah,
it's back to the peanut butter. It's back to the peanut butter.
Obsession. No, but like when I worked at the Paul's Ice Cream Parlor, we got hot chocolate before we go on breaks, and I would just like sneak over, throw some peanut butter in there and run away. We'd be like, mine.
I do love chocolate peanut butter, so I'm with you on that. I would definitely do that.
No, I totally, yeah, I'm obsessed with peanut butter, so yeah. I would do that.
Mm-hmm. Love it. So I was kind of looking at the character thing. I think what the longest line is, I feel like it's got to be Jack Skellington as Sandy Claus. Would that be the most popular one, you think?
Oh, they're there?
Does he still do that? Yeah, that's what I saw.
Well, if it's over there, in the Liberty Tree Square, whatever that's called, Mary Poppins actually met there because Blake and I met her. So I don't know if Sandy Claus still meets, maybe, and if he does, then I'm sad.
What about Scrooge McDuck? I also read that one.
He meets at Animal Kingdom right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's usually over there with Launchpad and stuff like that.
He's moved my list. Dang. I read a list from
like, what's his list? From
2004, Very Merry Christmas.
Hey, shout out to the Mad Tea Party overlay, Christmas overlay. It's one of those.
What is that?
Oh, yeah.
They just made the lights green and red, I think. And nothing else changed.
I think the music is like Christmas.
The music might be Christmas, yeah.
It's like red and green lights and Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Yeah, you can meet Tweedledee, Tweedledum, Tweedledee, Tweedledum.
Tweedledum, Tweedledum. It does upset me, though, because I do wish they would do an overlay in Haunted Mansion the way they do in California.
Same.
I don't get why they
don't do it.
First of all, their Haunted Mansion is the best.
I do wish we did something with that.
And theirs for Christmas is so cool. I remember I did it. I think I've done it once or twice. And I was like, wait, this is way cooler than ours.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So we'll move on. I did have a couple other things here. So Totally Tomorrowland Christmas, I'm guessing that's just the stage show they do over there with a DJ and stuff?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
What are the characters there?
Still Mike and Sully. Sully and Mike, yeah. I think Boo was out there.
Yeah. Boo. They do have, in between those shows, they have that, I don't remember their names. I posted them on our Instagram. They're the singing group that goes out there. They are really talented.
Okay.
Dapper Dance? Wait.
No. It's in Tomorrowland. It's on the same stage. It alternates.
Boys to Men.
That's it.
Hold on. I'll find it.
What about, did you guys go to Club Tinsel at Cosmic Ray Starlight Cafe?
Yeah, I walked in there. They had.
I heard it's popular.
They had some of the Dancing Reindeer in there.
Yeah, that would be fun. I love those guys.
So it was the same place where the Descend Dance Party was for Halloween. But it was super cute.
Also, just a heads up, for $99 plus tax, if you're planning on going to the party, you can actually go to Tony's Most Merriest Town Square Party, in which you can enjoy all you can eat hors d'oeuvres and treats. Also, you can purchase alcoholic drinks along with that as well. Just kind of for a couple hours, you can kind of go in and out all you want. $99 plus tax at Tony's. Near the front of the park. Obviously, there is exclusive event merchandise for this as well. Was there a lot to offer for merch or no?
Yes and no. There wasn't anything that was like, oh my gosh, this is adorable. I have to have it. It's mostly the same. Like, here's your logo. Here's a year on it. Have fun.
Okay. Cool. Well, there you go. Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. Again, if you have the money to pay for those extra tickets, go ahead and do it. It is, I mean, we've had a couple of people that went and did it. It's awesome. Again, I think the big debate is always whether the Halloween party is better than the Christmas party. What do you all think? I'm a Halloween guy. I'm going Halloween.
Halloween.
I think in terms of AJ, what you Halloween. Can get not at the party, Halloween party's better. Like, I feel like you can get enough Magic Kingdom Christmas fix not agreed. At the Christmas party.
I feel like if they didn't light up the castle during the daily operation, I'd be mad.
I struggle with that just because I will generally always choose Christmas over anything. But if you want like bang for your buck and like something that you don't normally see during the day, I agree that it would be Halloween and not so scary.
Yes.
Because you're right. Because you're right. Yeah. There's no, I mean, you have the fall decorations during the day during Thanksgiving or for Halloween, but there's no like anything else that's special. And Christmas, I feel like there's a lot more. So I agree. And that's plus really hard for me to say.
She's like choking right now. Like she's definitely
having a problem saying
I don't want to say it.
The Halloween party was designed to like keep up attendance in the slow season, so you don't have lesser crowds. Like that, they did that. They on had purpose. To
do something, yeah.
So with the like, Christmas one, it was just a giving because it's Christmas.
That yeah, is. Exactly. So you are like every night is sold out basically, versus Halloween's usually not sold out.
Yeah.
Well, once Disney takes our Disney Horror Nights idea, that's when it's really going to be hopping for Halloween.
That's when I boycott and only go for Christmas.
Shut up.
I don't do scary.
All right. Well,
and you can't turn my favorite place in the world scary.
All right. We're going to move on. Different park here. We're going to park hop over. We're going to take the bus because that's all you can really do to get on over to DAC, Disney's Animal Kingdom Holiday Celebrations. So this is the first year they're really kind of going all out in all four parks with holidays, which I think it's a brilliant idea. They're trying to kind of space out the crowds and all that.
Killing it at DAC.
Animal Kingdom is doing a very good job. So
first of all, the tree, that animal tree is just
right at the front of the park.
Yes, it's absolutely stunning. Like every time I go for Christmas, I actually didn't get to go this year. So AJ, I want to hear like all, because you went.
Yes. But
that tree, I stare at it and like look at all the different details in it. It's so cool.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I didn't realize the tree had all those details.
I feel like I just I always stop and look at it because it's got, you know, animals. I mean, it's because you have to inquire or include the Asian, the African, like all of it into that tree and all the animals. I always think it's really neat.
That's awesome. But yeah, like DAC really went all out, and like it's most prominent at the front of the park as well as in Dinoland. So we're gonna do a little tour. So once you get to the front of the park, there are all these amazing animal puppets that are all life size. So their handler will come up to you and it'll be a giant polar bear or a reindeer or a little fox or a seal. And you get to interact with them and they like pose for photos and they jump around and run around and they are the cutest things ever. They're all beautiful and white with like these blue snowy details. And watching the kids like pet the wolf when I first walked in there, I was in tears. I think this is the cutest thing ever.
They are so cute.
So cute, and there's so many of them, and there's also like violinists going around like playing Christmas music.
That's cool.
So beautiful and so interactive. And so like then you take a turn to Dinoland, and Dinoland invented Christmas. Like it is awesome in there. Like everything is lit up. The giant dinosaur has Christmas lights all over him. Daisy Duck has the coolest character stand now. It's all like pink and tinsely and gorgeous. All of the character meet and greets have different like Christmas lights and Christmas trees and things like that. Scrooge McDuck is there, like we mentioned earlier. Chip and Dale, I didn't see them, but I hear that they have special Christmas outfits that go with their dino stuff. I think they're literally wearing like stuff on top of their onesies.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Like, I love their little onesies. I think they're so cute. So if you add a Christmas hat to that, if I saw that in person, I'd probably cry. But yeah, there's really Christmas lights everywhere, and that on top of like the marquee lights that are already in like the carnival area, I just think it's so gorgeous there at night. But yeah, and then you go over to like Asia and all that, and up where they usually have like the prayer flags, they also have added like lanterns and lights, and it's a lot more subtle, but it's still just so gorgeous. And like when the lights go down at night, oh, it's so pretty. And that just kind of flows throughout the whole theme of the park. I almost forgot Pandora. So Pandora has this really cute area. So you have, I don't know what it's called, the giant robot that they like walk in. If anyone knows. So there's the one that's always stationary. They put a little Santa hat on him and a beard. And then there's
this really funny
ornament next to him. And it has a bunch of banshees flying Santa sleigh. I saw that and I was like screaming.
That's awesome.
it's such a little detail. Like, the Banshees cannot be bigger than a water bottle, and they're probably, you know, 10, 15 feet up in the air, but it's just such a little detail that is so precious, and it just makes all the difference. But yeah, Dak, like, went all out this year.
Yeah, they needed it for sure. And like you said, it's not like they're just, like, introducing a couple things. They're definitely introducing it throughout the entire park. Mm-hmm. I know you were talking about, yeah, so in Discovery Island, they have the puppets, Dinoland. They're obviously hopping Donald's Dino Bash party with all the characters. So apparently Asia has, they're celebrating Diwali. It's the Festival of Lights in Asia, and they decorate it with glowing flowers and lanterns. So that sounded interesting. Africa, you're welcome to buy a cheerful presentation that blends inspiration and styles of Western traditions with colors and textiles of authentic African celebrations. And then it did say Pandora, you discovered a display of holiday decor that combines vintage pieces of earth with items handcrafted from materials indigenous to Pandora. Really cool. Yeah. I mean, like, I worked in the parks there for a little bit at Animal Kingdom, and actually for a lot of it.
That was a lot of it.
But I wish we would have done holidays when I worked there, because that is a lot of fun. I wish, but I'm glad they're doing it. And obviously at night, the Tree of Life, it awakens each night with now, like, wintry tales. So they also do some fun things for that, for the winter. So you have it at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
There's actually one more cool thing about Animal Kingdom that I saw. You know, all the decorations, I haven't been there, but I saw, like, pictures, all the decorations on the sides of the buildings when you first walk through and you see the tree. Those were all decorated, handcrafted by people with special needs. They're like special needs programs made all the ornaments for the garland. And then they took them to the park to see all of their art on the building.
Oh my gosh.
That's gonna make me cry.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I read that online the other day and I got all choked up about it. It was so cute. Like, they were so excited to see all of their things, like,
that's amazing,
in the park. So yeah, they did that too. I thought that was amazing. So
everybody's crying.
I just had to mention that. I know. I got
all right, Bill Nye.
All of the seals. Like,
but yeah, I just thought that was amazing. Like, it gave
that's really cute
a chance to, you know,
AJ, get the are you off. Actually crying?
Yeah.
She definitely is get a little teary eyed up in there. And I don't blame her, because that's just
That's amazing. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Really cool fact. Thank you, Mel.
Yeah.
And then we're going to move on over to my park, Epcot. Where I'm just drinking a double rum and Coke.
Yeah, like, you're just going to England. Who are you?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Who needs to solve the holidays?
Yeah. Candlelight processional? Nah.
Yeah, I don't need
going it. Going on over to the old Rose and Crown.
Quick rant. I'm super upset that Lin-Manuel Miranda is doing the candlelight procession over in Disneyland and not in Disney World. End scene.
Yeah, that's...
I don't know who that is, so...
Okay, wait. Hold on. Pause.
What?
You don't know who that is?
Wait, say the name again.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Lin-Manuel?
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
Poppins.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't know
who that is. Poppins.
He went to my old university.
Oh, is that the guy? Is he the
gas lamp guy?
Not Dick Van Dyke in the original.
Guy who rides the bike with the ladder.
He's
the
Dick new Van Dyke.
One. Well, I'm just saying. You
it's
didn't
not
know
Dick
what
Van Dyke.
Miranda was 2 seconds ago, so.
Just
I love
chip
him.
A little light fantastic with me. That guy?
Yep, that guy. Right. He's amazing.
Anyways.
And he was on the Moana soundtrack.
Yes, he wrote like a lot of the music.
What? Yeah.
And he's writing the music for Little Mermaid's live action film too. He's adding some stuff
what is
in.
What's happening? I didn't know this guy was so popular.
Oh my gosh, where have you been?
For like the last 4 years.
Working.
Hamilton like blew him
so
up like, so bad. So,
I don't know who that is. I'll find him on the old Golden Globes January 5th. Anyways, Epcot.
Golden Globe plug.
So a few things that you can do over at Epcot to celebrate the holidays. I think everybody kind of knows about Candlelight Processional. If you don't, this is basically the story of Christmas. It's narrated by a celebrity. Usually every few days it switches celebrities. And it's also accompanied by a choir and 50-piece orchestra. It's really, really big, really, really popular within the Disney parks if you're there for the holidays. I honestly would say it's a must-do to check it out. They have 3 performances nightly until December 30th, so make sure you check it out if you're down there. What do you guys think, Candlelight Procession?
I love absolutely it when we have friends it in it. So, like, for those of you who don't know, like, cast members get to audition to be in it. So it's really cool if, like, your friends and coworkers are in it and they're singing and you're like, oh, my friend's, like, the fourth one over on the top rail. Ah, it's just so cute and wholesome. And it's usually such, like, a big deal for them because they get to, like, you know, be with, like, Neil Patrick Harris, all those people. And it's just like, oh, yeah, yeah, the coolest thing ever.
I just think it's really special anyway. Like, I always try to do it at least once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I've never been, but Jodie Benson has done it more than once, and if I don't see her do it at least once, I will.
Jodie, hang in there.
I love her. I love her so much. I need to see this woman in person one time. That's
one time.
Just that's awesome. Love her.
Well, that'll be good.
Mel, I guess it's a good time. Jodie, come on out. Welcome to the show, Jodie Benson.
Literally,
she's just at my place.
Drop dead.
Jodie's my aunt. She's been around here.
Could you imagine? I would be so upset if you hid that from me. Like, don't even
joke. I would tell you, believe me, I know you. I would tell you right away.
You'd be like, first thing, like, hey, you got to know
before
this.
Before we start.
Before we even.
That's how you would be convinced to join the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, definitely. I'd be like, all right, that was enough. Let's do it.
Is Jodie Benson doing it this year?
I know she did it last week.
I had the list pulled up a second ago.
I don't think she's not good on the
list. If she didn't, but I think she might be done. She
must have crashed and burned last year.
You too, Mel.
That's how I live through everything. Just YouTube.
Yeah.
So sad. I will say really quickly, though, I don't recommend taking small children. It is like a longer performance. That's like very la, 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 like nothing super exciting is happening, so your kids will fall asleep. Unless that's what you want, then go ahead, take your kids.
So love me some Candlelight, but if for those of you that know Epcot, you know that there's got to be some sort of festival going on right now. International Festival of the Holidays is going on at Epcot. So like any other festival at Epcot, you're basically, you get food, you get drinks. They're going to have some entertainment for you. You kind of walk around the world showcase, see different things, taste different things. What do you all think about Festival of the Holidays compared to the other festivals that go on at Epcot?
They're kind of all the same.
Oh, no. No.
They've got holiday kitchens.
AJ disagrees. Here we go.
I mean, obviously, like, the food's changed, but the same. I mean,
it's the same concept.
Yeah, it's the same concept.
Just rebrand.
It's the same concept. Now,
I think
World Showcase during the holidays is obviously very special because they, you know, tinker towards like everyone's culture of Christmas. But the stands get the same, and then the lines are still super long.
Yeah, like it's the same concept, but the food is
the same concept.
Like, at least in my personal opinion, the food for Festival Holidays is the worst. I feel like it's always the most bland.
Oh, wow.
And they have like a cookie hunt where if like you buy all these cookies and you get a special cookie, and it's just like, you're going to have me pay $15 so I can get a sugar cookie for free?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did see that. It's called Cookie Stroll.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they do the Ratatouille thing during Food and Wine.
Yeah. Like I feel like, honestly, the Food and Wine, like in my opinion, Food and Wine is better. Even like Festival of the Arts has like decent food because they get a little more creative with it. But then once you get to like holidays, I just feel like it's all really bland. Like it's all just like renditions of cookies and like chocolate. Which, after, like, 20 stands, it's a little old.
That's fair.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can only do, like, one or two, and then it's like, okay.
Yeah. The special part about Epcot is just seeing all the different countries decorated to their
There is more than just the food and drinks. Again, so you can kind of hop around country to country, see how they celebrate their holiday seasons. So that's a lot of fun. Again, they do have live entertainment. I know they have, like, live singers, performers. Mm-hmm. Things like that as well. So make sure you check that out when you are over at Epcot. And now we're going to take the boat. We're going to take the old boat over to Hollywood Studios. We're going to hit up Hollywood Studios. So me, still the worst name for any nighttime spectacular. I think this is the corniest, stupidest name ever. Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam.
Jingle Bam.
Jingle Bam. So it's holiday spectacular with music, fireworks, and more. I actually do enjoy the show.
It's actually really good.
It's a really good show. I just hate the name. But
I didn't want to love it as much as I do, but I do. Because I'm still very bitter.
Osborne.
Wait, what?
About Osborne Lights.
Yes. Okay. We will. All right, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
How
it sucks.
I get it. Wait, Osborne Light sucks or that it's gone?
No,
sucks.
It was amazing. Like, it sucks. We were about not to there. Fight. Like, I picked up a couple shifts where I got to, like, work that, and it's the easiest shift ever. But, like, how cool. Like, it was such a cool concept. And I think 20 years down the road, which hopefully they bring it back by then. But
do they give it back to the family, or, like, are they holding on to it?
Knowing Disney, they're holding on to it.
They probably bought it forever at that point. Yeah. But
true.
Yeah.
Oh,
but we will still be talking about it in like 20 years. Like, oh, I wish we had.
It was just so gorgeous to walk through, and seeing the snow come down through Osborne Lights was just, oh my gosh, it was so nice. It was just
cool.
I get emotional over that one because that one was my favorite.
Yeah. Aww. Music was great. So again, you do have Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam. They also, and I've never seen this one in person, but the Sunset Season's Greetings.
Yes.
I have not seen that. AJ, talk to us a little bit about
that. Yeah, that one's really fun. So this one, actually, it's not a show. More as like, once the sun goes down, it's like a continuous show, I guess. So it goes throughout the rest of the night, and it has different characters, such as like Olaf. He does his little like Happy Jolly Mary song. I'm not really sure.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, it's really cute. They have different like shorts. Like there's the elf. Oh my gosh, I cannot remember what movie they're from off the top of my head, but like the elves come off and then they have like different Christmas songs playing and different Christmas projections on Tower of Terror. So the entirety of Tower of Terror is just like projections. And then cool. The screen that like advertises Fantasmic, they also use that. So they take off Fantasmic obviously, and they'll play like little animated shorts with Olaf, things like that. And then they have like these lasers that go across all of Sunset. And when the snow goes down, it kind of like adds an element of like there's a wall above you, and they use the snope all down Sunset, so even if you're not paying for
That's cute. Yeah,
it's just like a really cool atmosphere because you don't need to stand there and watch it. I don't know how long the show is, like you can be a part of it while you're going from ride to ride and be like, yes, Christmas. It's really cute. I love it.
Yes, Christmas.
It's adorable. And like I love Snope. Like, who doesn't love good Snope?
I love Snope.
Snope is the best.
Mouth.
Don't go eating it.
Watching then. Kids try know, to catch
catch the snowflakes. Don't catch
those. Just watch their parents be like, I told you not to eat it.
Yeah. Oh, it happens every time. You know, there's at least like five kids right next to you trying to eat it. And the parents
I'd be that kid misbehaving. So my mom's like, I'm going to clean your mouth out with soap. And she just makes me open my mouth on Main Street.
And eat all the snope out of the sky.
Sucking down snope.
I feel like you would also be that dad, though, to be like, yeah, try it. It tastes great.
Yeah, oh my gosh, it tastes like strawberries.
Well, that's like when you take your kids to Epcot and you make them try the Italian soda in
R.I.P.
Oh, yeah.
You mean the White Claws?
Yes, the White Claws. No, those are magical.
Called again.
What is that called? What is that soda called? Does anyone remember the name of it?
No idea what you're talking about.
That's the Italian. You've never been to Club Cool?
That stuff?
What's that nasty Italian one? Yeah, Beverly.
Oh my God. A guy did that to me.
I was on mute. I was trying to say the Beverly.
In my senior trip to high school, this guy was like, he's like, you gotta have this one. It's the Beverly. It's the best one. And he like gave it to me and walked away. And me being a stupid 17-year-old, not questioning that a man just handed me a drink, I was like, okay. Found it. And I was like, this is awful. And then
I thought it was only a Beverly.
Alcohol. Like, I was freaking out. It was so bad.
That's amazing.
Oh my God. Lesson to be taught at the Beverly.
Yeah.
Right?
It was different.
We're at Hollywood Studios now, okay?
I'm sorry. It related to that. I just didn't think of it.
I'm glad it wasn't anything worse than Beverly.
No. Oh my God, no.
So I did hear as well that they have fun Christmas decorations all over Toy Story Land. But I haven't really seen anything on that or heard anything, but I did see like the big Woody there up, like that sounded funny, but
yeah, Jesse's like holding, they're all, and Jesse has like the lights and they talk like they're, like the little script during the Slinky Dog changes, cool. Like Christmas quotes. It's cute.
Oh, that's cool.
Although I will say, usually when Slinky Dog like rides past you, you hear like little jingle bells going jing 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 as he like walking or like sliding down. Those are gone, and I don't know when or why, but it like bothered me because I was listening for him the other day, and I stood there for like five rotations, being like, "Am I crazy?
I wonder.
Where are they?"
I like the cheesy little old school decorations that they put like near like the Brown Derby and stuff, like the super cheesy ones that
those things are terrifying.
They're terrifying, but I think they're so classic. They're like old little dolls.
Looking. They're scary. They look like they're going to turn their head as you walk by and just watch you. Like,
my gosh.
They're scary. I'm telling you.
Birdie always has a hat on her. She looks super cute with big ornaments all over her.
Oh, that is cool. I didn't know they decorated her.
Yeah.
She's those of you that don't know, that's the dinosaur in the lake. Echo Lake, I think it is.
Yeah.
She has like a little Santa hat.
She gets a hat. She's got ornaments all in her lake.
Oh, that's cool.
And PhotoPass is doing an amazing job of, so right in front of like the primetime diner and all that, they have a lot of PhotoPass people with the Christmas tree in the background, and it's like a really
cool. Oh, cool.
Oh, that's cute.
Also the Yule log and the gingerbread martinis. Did we mention those?
We haven't, but here you go. I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
You can get a Yule log and a gingerbread martini at the, what is it? It's the dessert party for Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam.
What do you mean, get a Yule log?
It's, okay, so delight in holiday-inspired snacks, delicious desserts, wine, beer, and specialty alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Menu favorites include a classic Yule log, cheese fondue with pretzel bread, and gingerbread martinis.
That gingerbread martini, that sounds
good. I would go for it. Can we do that?
I'll try it.
I think it'd be good. I think you could only have one and be like, okay.
It's like a dessert. It's like a dessert drink.
It's basically their typical holiday party or dessert party, just rebranded from like the Star Wars one to the Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam.
Okay.
One, two, bam.
Bam.
Can't say it normal. Gotta add a bam on the end there.
So to me, it sounds like if you don't have the money to do a Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, Hollywood Studios might be the place to go. Or Epcot.
You see, I'm automatically
or Animal Kingdom. Epcot. Or
I don't think Animal Kingdom. That doesn't have like a cool
or Magic Kingdom.
You ain't going to like a nighttime show there to see like
or just Magic Kingdom during the day.
Or during a night when there's not a Christmas party.
I immediately regret saying that because you guys are just the worst.
I would definitely
moving
say
on.
Like, or go to the resorts.
Okay.
We're not there yet. Are we there yet?
We should go there.
We're on our way to the old resorts. Let's head on over. So resorts is, to me, when I think holidays at the Disney, like at Walt Disney World, I almost like the resorts better than anything. I really do. I don't know why. It's just like peaceful and calm. They're so special, yeah. But let's talk about that. So we're going to talk about Disney resorts. So more the deluxe Disney resorts are kind of the ones you kind of want to hit up if you're looking to see the decorations and everything. What I say is you kind of do the monorail crawl, I'll say. So kind of hop around to the Polynesian, to the Contemporary, to the Grand Floridian. Those are your main ones there that you can kind of see. There's large gingerbread displays.
There's gingerbread houses.
Yeah. Like I always think of Grand Floridian.
Yeah.
That lobby is always just spectacular with how they decorate it.
Boardwalks is really great too.
Boardwalks is beautiful.
I'm a boardwalk apologist though. I'm always going to pick boardwalk, it's really cool. You walk in, first of all, it smells amazing. And then theirs is like, they did their gingerbread of the boardwalk this year. And I think they always do, but it's just really cute to see it all miniature.
Yeah. I do love it. Again, check out the deluxe resorts. I know Wilderness Lodge does a really good job with theirs. If you have to kind of go, what's up?
And the campers, if you go during Christmas time.
Yes, I've always wanted to do that.
I did have that. If you're not doing the deluxe resorts, hit up the Fort Wilderness Campground. Because you're going to see a lot of displays put up by the long-term guests that come to Disney every year specifically for this time. They decorate their campsites like unbelievable.
And you can like rent a golf cart and just drive through everything. I've always wanted to do that. Bucket list.
These are like award-winning decorations. So check that out. The moderate and value resorts, really, they'll have decorations up that are kind of more specific to their resort, but nothing – I don't think.
Yeah, each really resort usually has like a Christmas
over the top tree. That you would want to go to. Like, Animal Kingdom Lodge would be the other one that you want to go to offsite, but
not hitting up All Star Music or anything for the All Star Music that. Christmas tree.
Only for the pool. Only for the pool.
True.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Although it's kind of cold at this time.
But the resorts are definitely a must do.
Yeah, I've been to a few of them already, and I think my favorite one was Beach Club. Beach Club had a carousel. I think I posted this on our story. They had a carousel made of gingerbread, and it was like culinary and engineering work together to make it completely operational. So it was actually themed like Peter Pan, and there was like a Wendy horse and a Tinkerbell horse and a Peter Pan horse and a Mr. Smee horse. And it was incredible, the fact that it was like going and they were all moving up and down and stuff. It was gorgeous.
That's really cool.
That's really cool.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So check out the resorts. Again, if you're on kind of a tight budget when you come to Disney, I highly, highly recommend just doing that. You could almost spend an entire day just going resort to like resort hopping.
And don't forget the Bonnet Creek resorts. There's, they get really pretty.
Oh, see, I've never been to those ones.
Yeah, I stayed. That's where I stayed last time I was there. And they all get really, really pretty too.
Cool.
Huh. Very
nice. So make sure you check those out. I think last but not least, we got to head on over to Disney Springs.
Christmas Tree Trail.
Tell us about the Christmas Tree Trail. You're so excited.
Oh, it's so special.
Hit us up.
So you walk in, and I think they've already been on our stories before. I think
yeah, Nick was down there.
He posted every single one of them, which I think is so cool. But there's dozens of giant Christmas trees all decorated for different themes. They have a ton of different movies, a ton of different attractions. There is a Haunted Mansion one that has just a giant Constance on it. And I thought Mel would appreciate that.
Probably the most popular one.
I appreciate that.
But
she is on the left.
Cute. The theme, they have the Princess and the Frog one is like Mardi Gras themed. All the princess movies have them. I just think it is so cool. And probably one of my favorite traditions that they've, I feel like it's grown so much the last few years too.
Yeah.
Like it's become much more of like a must see attraction, and it's so fun.
That's cool. So that is going through January 5th. You can check that out. They have a total of 22 holiday trees inspired by Disney. You can also, they'll have food and beverage kiosks and merch along the way as well. Mm-hmm. So it is quite the experience.
And a 2-hour line to meet Santa.
Yeah, don't do it.
Unreal. Which I give them credit. So it is a check-in, and then you can go have fun at Disney Springs. They'll text you, and you have 10 minutes to get on down there and go meet Santa. So at least you're not waiting in line. Yeah, but still, it does kind of suck you're there. And then you got to come back in 2 hours. But
But there's so much to do at Springs now that'll fly by.
There you go. So yeah, you can meet Santa Claus there too. I also have, I didn't know much about this, but Stitch's Holiday Gift Hunt. I didn't know this was a thing, but you can try to, it's basically a huge scavenger hunt where you're solving a bunch of clues. You try to locate all items on Stitch's lost list. And again, this is going through January 5th. Once you complete it, you can turn it in. You just turn in your booklet and you receive a festive surprise. I do not know what that surprise is.
Sticker.
Probably.
It's a sticker. There you go. Here's a lollipop. Here's a
Santa sugar cookie.
How's it feel? You can do Stitch's scavenger hunt and you get just the same award as you do if you're a galactic hero. Wow.
Oh.
Oh.
It's a very prestigious award sticker.
Hey,
I love winning stickers.
She saved the galaxy many of times.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to let you fry next time. Let Zerg get to you. See how you like it.
Oh.
All because he didn't get his old pesky batteries, but whatever.
Okay. Guys, we have kids listening.
What?
Don't talk about batteries.
Batteries?
And of course, last but not least, at Disney Springs, you can get your Christmas shopping done.
You can do it everywhere, but when you walk into World of Disney to that like main entrance of it where it's just walk in, it is Christmas overload.
Oh, it's overwhelming to me.
So cool. And then obviously there's the Christmas store year round, but to walk into World of Disney and see all of the merch, it's pretty dang cool. There's a lot of it. All the bars, all the restaurants do specialty holiday drinks too.
Check out Raglan Road. Really good Irish car bomb.
Really great
Guinness.
Jock Lindsay's holiday.
Really good Jameson.
Jock Lindsay's does have specialty drinks going on for the holidays. Check them out. There was one that sounded so amazing. I think it was like a cinnamon something too.
Edison has special drinks too.
Anyways, so there you have it. So I do have a couple other things. If you are looking to pay a little extra to get into the holiday season, They do have a couple tours you can do as well. So they have the Disney's Yuletide Fantasy Tour. It is $149 plus tax. It's a three-hour tour in which you'll see firsthand the artistry and logistics that make Walt Disney World Resort merry and bright.
Why haven't I done this?
Check it out. No, the second one is what you have to do. I'll tell you that one.
Okay.
But this one is really cool. You get to actually visit Disney's floral department, which I've actually been there before when I did events with Disney. It's an unbelievable thing to see. Like, it's massive what they have to deal with. So you can check out their floral department, and then you get to join a Disney Springs culinary artist, and they whip up a seasonal treat for you. You also receive an exclusive holiday keepsake for that. The second one is a little more money. You're looking at $289 plus tax. Lauren?
I'm listening.
Pocket change for you. Pocket change.
That's Disney's only 57 margaritas.
Let's break that down into margaritas.
I don't know how much money that is. 114 corn dogs.
Yeah. Can you please break it down into corn dogs and margaritas?
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
You're never not going to think of margarita math now.
Oh, I can just picture you like dipping your corn dogs in a margarita. That's like your life.
That's my brand right there. That is my brand.
Lime margarita corn dogs. Disney's Holiday Delights Tour. D-L-I-G-H-T-S Tour. Basically, it starts off, you are at the Disney's Wilderness Lodge. You get to go to Whispering Canyon, start with a family-style dinner. And then what you do is you basically unwrap secrets behind the traditions in Epcot and Magic Kingdom. You go backstage at two of the theme parks. You get questions answered by experts that work for Disney. You get to meet the team responsible for hanging all the lights on Cinderella's Castle. And then you also get exclusive photo opportunities. You get to watch the candlelight processional and Epcot Forever. And you also get a limited edition pin for each person.
Mom, Dad.
That's a lot.
Cal, yeah. If you're listening.
All I want for Christmas.
Please.
All I want for Christmas is this. You can come with me, but we're going.
Oh, cool.
So there you have it.
Everyone.
That's all I have for the holidays at the Walt Disney World Resort. Did I forget anything, gang?
Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy holidays.
I don't think so. There's a lot to do, and I'm sure we couldn't get
There's
everything.
So much to do. And if you have anything else that we forgot, I do have a few of the listeners who said their favorite things to do at the Walt Disney World Resort during the holidays. So we got Stephanie. She said candlelight processional is a must do.
Definitely.
The gingerbread house at the Grand Floridian. I'm with you. I feel like that's a must. You have to go to the Grand Floridian lobby. Beautiful. Becca said eat food at Epcot booths and ride Rise of the Resistance. Boy, you're right on it. Rise of the Resistance just opened, which
my
for
favorite
those of you
Christmas
that have done
attraction.
It, we want to hear all about it. Make sure you hit us up to tell us what you think. I only looked at videos of it. I had to. It's a stunning ride. But anyway.
It looks fantastic. Yeah.
La, 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 la.
Baymax.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe they killed off Kylo Ren in a ride. Oh, my gosh.
I know. How
what
could
a bold
that
move.
I hate you all. All
right.
Just
so,
kidding.
Becca did say, so again, Rise of the Resistance, she is there for the first time during the month of December, and those are her favorite things to do so far. So, Becca, congratulations being down there while I'm stuck in Michigan in December. Our boy Nick, who is our on-the-scenes guy, said the animal puppets at DAC and Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Time Parade Entertainment.
My boy.
Nick, what up, what up? So Beth said decorations at the resorts and parks, always good. Jordan, watch them turn on the castle lights. So just basically the show to turn it on, which is just Elsa working her magic, right?
Yes, exactly. It's her ice powers. It's wonderful.
But they're not turning on the lights. It's Elsa.
Yeah, it's not electricity.
Forming icicles on the castle.
Icicles light up since when?
Yeah. Dude, Elsa can
I'm not buying it.
Elsa can make dresses and like all of this stuff.
Yeah,
so
true. She built a freaking castle.
She built a castle.
Yeah. It was made of ice.
And she makes make like life form. Out of
ice.
She makes humans or like snowmen souls. Yes,
snowmen and their soul. Yeah, well, exactly.
Does Olaf light up? No.
He lights up people's
it's personnel, lives. Yes.
All right, I'm treading in dangerous territory, Jared.
Yeah, we need to move on. Courtney loves going to studios at night to watch the holiday show, ride thrillers, and drink hot cocoa. I feel you there. Christina, all the decor and trees on Main Street.
Yep.
That includes Snope.
Snope.
Jackie said gingerbread houses at the resorts. Kylie, Osborne lights, RIP.
Kylie, the greatest.
Amen. Kristen said, who needs anything besides the castle now that our Osborne lights are gone? So Kristen agrees.
Kristen is feeling that hard.
And then last but not least, Nikki said the castle and watching holiday fireworks at Bay Lake Tower.
Fancy.
Boom.
Well, we can't all be Vacation Club if you members. Want to change, but, yeah. All right.
I'll go to the top of the contempt, though.
I do enjoy Bay Lake.
Bay Lake is beautiful.
It is. Good spot. It's I've nice. Stayed there. It's really nice. So
there you have it. Thank you again for all of you that submitted those. Sorry we couldn't get to every single one of them, but we definitely, again, appreciate all of your feedback on this. Again, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you all. Do you guys have anything else before we kind of wrap it up here?
Happy holidays, everyone.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. This is the best time in the entire world.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on episode 41 of the Happiest Podcast on Earth. This is not goodbye. This is See Real Soon. We hope you have an amazing and magical holiday season. Bye.
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 That was a job of the...
Oh,
that was a job of the...